Well, joining me on the show is Andrew McGavin from BetterDrivingPlease.com. Hi, Andy.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
Well, I'm okay, but there's a lot of people out there who are not happy with this because they think, it's either A, Big Brother curtailing our freedom, or B, the government have an ulterior motive here.
I don't think there's any ulterior motive. It's simply to make roads safer. If people don't speed, they don't get points on their licences and they don't lose money.
Tell us, for those people who haven't witnessed these sort of new speed cameras which take your average speed over a certain distance, just explain it to us, Andrew, if you would.
Well, to be honest with you, this is really quite new technology. I believe there's tests on the A14 at the moment, but it's basically over longer distances, whereas at the moment it's in where there's roadworks on the motorway, for example. I mean, when I see one of those, I'm religious. I just press this speed control. I'm not going to go above the 50, but I see people going past. Now, my view is those people going past are not going to get caught by automatic number plate recognition machines. So I'd say that this is all very well, but without real police, there's 2 million motorists on the road who are uninsured, untaxed, no MOT, and that's what the police and DVLA admit to. One vehicle in 15 are going to be able to break the law and laugh at the rest of us. What do you think, Paul?
Well, I tell you what, I mean, I've been rather cynical and you've brushed it aside by saying this could be, I'm not saying I totally believe it, but this could be an ulterior motive from the government. They want to raise money. And let's be honest, the amount of money they raise through tolls, etc., and what we have to pay, hardly only a minute amount actually is ploughed back into the roads that we drive on. But the other side of me thinks, you know, I agree with you, you know, there's a stretch of road just coming into Liverpool on the M62 where you have to go 50 miles an hour. I think it's for less than a mile. So it's only going to take you, about a couple of minutes to get through it. And I still see people going 60 and 70 miles an hour. And even if you can't recognise why you've got to stop at 50, you need to stop at 50. And I agree, none of these people are going to be caught. So I'm going to put you, Andrew, in a position of you're going to be the god of all roads and everything the government do. Everywhere in Great Britain, Andrew, okay? I'm going to propel you, the zenith of roads, okay? Andrew McGavin of BetterDrivingPlease.com. And you've already outlined a really big problem about drivers with no licences and no insurance, etc. You can do whatever you want. What are you going to do?
Well, the trouble is there's 2 million of those out there, and it's all very well putting in new technology. The truth is you need to put in real people, and you can't keep taking traffic police officers off the road, replace them with highways agency people who do nothing apart from monitor traffic and deal with collisions.
Actually, I'm just going to intersect there because it's true, isn't it? You go along the motorway and say you're doing what is universally accepted, I think, is, although it's above the national speed limit, you're doing 83, 84 and you get away with it any time. It's not a problem.
That's correct.
And all of a sudden you get this concertina effect on the outside lane where you think it's a police car and it's not. It's a highways agency car and you automatically speed up again because you have no respect for them because they don't hold any authority.
That's correct. Unfortunately, that's the case. But you can't, I mean, what's the point of running highways agency people when you should basically have proper traffic trained police officers on the road? 20 years ago, I could drive from London to the Midlands any time of day or night. I'd see 4 or 5 police cars that all be sitting on the humps by the motorway.
Yes.
I haven't seen a police car on a hump in years beside the motorway. And by policing my camera at the moment, it just says, oh, slow down there, and oh, you can go as fast as you want anywhere else. It's chaos out there. It really is. And it doesn't address other issues like mobile phone drivers. Mm. They're worse than drunk drivers, worse than a drink driver in terms of loss of concentration, according to recent research. But there's hundreds of thousands. You can drive 5 miles and you can normally see a few people within the first 5 minutes of your journey.
So the basic question I'm going to ask you again and put to you, Andrew, is this, which we're asking in the second hour of the show, is do speed cameras improve the way you drive?
I don't think they do. In fact, I think they probably make it worse.
Why?
To be honest with you. Well, they just highlight, oh, slow down here. Oh, I can do what I want anywhere else. It's fine for people, basically, the majority who are law-abiding. But the trouble is, the law is now for the law-abiding, and those that are not law-abiding can get away with murder. It's not on.
So how do we go about dealing with these people?
We put pressure on the police, these two million people. Sorry, Paul.
These 2 million people who don't have driving licenses and don't have insurance.
We put pressure on the police, basically, to start taking control of the roads again.
But that means it's not the police we need to pressurise, it's the government to give the police the resources to carry out these jobs comprehensively, doesn't it?
I agree. And that's why this website, betterdrivingplease.com, why we built it. We built it to put pressure on the authorities to recognise that policing by camera, by taking police officers off the road, is not acceptable. We've got people speeding through towns. To speed through a town at 40 and a 30, 80% chance of killing someone, rather than at 30, 80% chance of that person living.
Mm.
Why are these people doing it? And that's because there's no discipline. There's no one on the roads.
But these are people who are not ignorant and educated. Tell us a little bit about betterdrivingplease.com, if you would, Andrew.
Well, thanks very much, Paul. I attended a local community meeting about a year and a half ago, and everybody said, literally, for once, everybody agreed about something, and they said there's a problem with speeding and dangerous driving, and the police don't seem to have a handle on it. So I came away thinking, pretty unusual, and I thought, right, let's do something. So I built on the web, BetterDrivingPlease.com.
Right.
We've got over 11,000 reports on the website already.
Mm-hmm.
We've got over 2,500 mobile phone drivers. You can search for your number plate. You can search for your location. And because the site's so busy, it's just bad timing, but we're actually moving it from one server to another at the moment.
Right. Well, that's just luck, isn't it?
But
listen, Andrew, carry on with the good work. Sounds like you're making people more aware. And, we've all got to pull together. And hopefully, I think it's down to resources from the government.
Yeah, thank you, Paul.
Andrew McGavin from BetterDrivingPlease.com. We're asking in the second hour of the show, do speed cameras improve the way you drive?